சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 11 வெர்ஸ் 39.
வாயுர்யமோக்னி வருணஶஶாங்கஃ ப்ரஜாபதிஸ்த்வம் ப்ரபிதாமஹஶ்ச நமோ நமஸ்தேஸ்து ஸஹஸ்ரக்ருத்வஃ. புனஶ்ச பூயோபி நமோ நமஸ்தே.
ஹேவிங் சீன் த விஸ்வரூப தர்ஷனம், அர்ஜுனா இஸ் பிளெஸ்டு. அட் த சேம் டைம் அர்ஜுனா இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு வித்ஸ்டாண்ட் with that Vishwarupam for a long time. Just as an ordinary person undergoes emotions, no, like fear, wonder, devotion, similarly Arjuna also undergoing the same emotions. So we have seen already two emotions. Wonder, ascharyam is a type of emotion. From 15th to 22nd verse, from 23 to 30, Arjuna underwent bhayam, fear, by seeing the kala tattvam of the Lord. Now he has entered another emotion from 36 onwards up to 45. The emotion is sharanagati or prapatti. Or bhakti. Bhakti means voluntary surrender to the Lord. I have to surrender voluntarily, deliberately, not crisis bhakti. People have crisis bhakti. When they are under crisis, generally they develop bhakti. 99% of people have crisis bhakti. In Krishna's language, it is called Artha Bhakti. Crisis Bhakti is called Artha Bhakti. Crisis and adversity. When you are in adverse situations, you remember Bhagavan so much. How Bhagavan comes suddenly into your life? Bhagavan has not come, but my situations brought Bhagavan into my life. This is called Crisis Bhakti. Clearly, if you want to understand, Bhagavan comes into our life because of a crisis in our life. That is okay, but Shastra says that is not a bhakti, really speaking. It is a bhakti born out of some of your necessity. Your necessity makes the Bhagavan come to your life. Once the situation is over, slowly Bhagavan also disappear from your mind. That is not true bhakti. Bhagavan expects from us, one has to improve the voluntary devotion. I want to be a devotee. First when you wake up, when you put the foot on the floor in the morning, you wake up like a mother. Or you wake up like a wife, or daughter-in-law, or father, or son. You invoke your role first. Easily you can invoke. That only you remember all the time. But if you are a bhakta, you wake up and you remember God immediately. If you are a bhakta, before the roles, mother role, father role, brother role, daughter role, they are coming into in front. What comes first? Devotee should come first. I am a devotee of so and so, Ishta Devata, or the name of the Lord form you can remember and offer first namaskara. As a devotee you wake up, then just as when you are going out, you wear the coat, you wear the dress and go out. Similarly, when you are stepping down from your cart early morning, first get up as a devotee, then wear your coat, mother coat or wife or son or daughter, whatever you are playing, interacting the role, then you wear. So inside, who is there first? Devotee is there. Then this is a kavacham, a coat, temporary. Then again, before going to bed in the night, remove that coat, cultify, no? Remove that role. Now I am not related to anyone mentally. I am not related to anyone. I am related to Bhagavan. Again, prayer as a devotee. As a devotee, if you sleep, no worry. No sleepless nights. But generally, people, they wake up with roles and they go to sleep with roles. All dreams, that only comes to us. Why? Bhagavan says, Aham Mama Abhimana. Aham Abhimana means Abhimana, identification with the body, attachment with the body. Mamakara, attachment with the family. These two makes us so restless. Our mind is totally preoccupied. Because of that preoccupation, we have no time to enjoy the creation of the Lord. My small petty things appear magnified. I see in a bhutaddam kannadi now. And the kannadi la paapen. My problem alone is so big. That alone comes to me. Then what happens? I cannot appreciate the nature. I cannot appreciate the Bhagavan in everything. So my small problems, tiny dot problems appear like a ocean. That person is not a relaxed person. Because mind is already occupied. A preoccupied mind is a restless mind. Such a restless mind will never allow the person to be healthy physically. See the connection. A restless, anxious mind is preoccupied mind. A preoccupied, restless mind will never allow the physical body to be healthy. Either that person will get palpitation or blood pressure, some sort of ailments slowly crop up. Slowly crop up in the form of care of family members. We worry decades, not one day or 2 days, weeks, months, decades. Or son's marriage or daughter's marriage or son's study, daughter's study, and their job, their settlement spoil our health. If son is studying 10th standard, 12th standard, mother gets BP. Why? What is the connection between son's study of 12th standard and mother's palpitation? Enna connection? Adida connection. Enna connection keta enna? Adida connection, attachment. I am not just joking. I heard from many ladies like this. Father also, same father, mother, both. Any disturbance in the family connected to children, this person spoils his health. Once the health has gone, you see the mental worry further, it comes. By that time you recognize it is established inside. What? Diabetes. This problem, that problem, migraine, headache, all this tevaya namak. Children are settled. That boy has gone in America and he is settled in Boston. But how this mother has to continue the pills for blood pressure? அவன் போய் கல்யாணம் பண்ணிட்டா குழந்தை நல்லா ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கா அங்கேண்ணா. அவன் இந்த அம்மா மாத்திரம் இங்கே சஃபரிங் அண்ணா. சீயிங் மெனி பீப்புள் லைக் தேட், திஸ் இஸ் ரியல்லி நாட் அப்ரிஷியேட்டபிள், நாட் அக்ரியபிள் டு எனி ஒன்ஸ் லைஃப். Therefore, recognize just taking care of one daughter, one son, and their job and their settlement is not the ultimate aim of life. In the process of bringing the children, taking their care, responsibility, I need not spoil my health, and my journey of life is different. I can take care of them, I have to see them, but it is not at the cost of my physical health, mental health. Therefore, I am not able to appreciate Bhagavan wholeheartedly, because mind is preoccupied with ahankara and mamakara, the body, a family. Therefore, what I have to do, recognize, leave the burden to the Lord. You are in the lap of the Lord. Forget all the problems. They're all only situations. According to their prarabdha, everything takes place. You cannot change the prarabdha. You can do only prayer. You have a sankalpa, do prayer, leave the rest to the Lord. Then your mind is available for God. Otherwise, you are disturbed, and because of your disturbance, children also will be disturbed later. Therefore, how parents should be an exemplary for children. You have to withstand the situations. Once Bhagavan is there in your life, all the time with prayer, you are so relaxed, tranquil. Bhagavan will take care of. I will do my best. This is called bhakti. This is called voluntary devotion. I am a devotee first. Who are you? I am just a devotee of God. Don't say, I am a mother of so-and-so, father of so-and-so. If you say outside, okay, but internally you must feel, first, I am a devotee of the Lord. This thought you have to remember again and again, repeatedly. I am a devotee of the Lord. I am related to the Lord. The Lord alone is my primary goal. All these are only given temporarily for me to survive, to grow, mature. That's all. Never take all those relations, roles as be all and end all. They are not be all and end all. Just like that, be like a lotus leaf. Arjuna recognized that now. Arjuna has invoked the voluntary devotion upon God. He is doing what? Namaskara to the Lord. Before that, he recognized, Bhagavan, you are the wind, you are the fire, you are everything. He has recognized. Look into the shloka. Tvam vayuhu. You are the wind. Namaste vayo. You are the wind. You are Yamaha. You are the controller of the population. That means Bhagavan alone playing all the roles. Bhagavan alone playing all the roles. Bhagavan alone playing all the roles. Yama role, Vayu role, Agni role. One God in the form of fire principle, Yama Dharma Raja principle. One God alone in the form of air principle, earth principle. Everything is Bhagavan. That's why we worship everything. Vayuhu, Yamaha, Agnihi, Varunaha. Varuna means waters. Agni means fire. Fire is always cold or hot? Fire is always hot. That hotness, the principle, the law, is the Lord. Water is cold. It's nature. The coolness of the water is the law, moral laws and ethical laws, physical laws of the universe. Therefore, once you feel the chillness of the water, feel Bhagavan. When you feel the heat in anything, feel Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan. When you feel, see the movement of the cat, see the Bhagavan. See the Bhagavan. Pune paathe iniki ennamo nadakkum nu bayapadadhunga. It is also a form of God. That black cat, if you see, ammo ennamo nadakka poradhu innikanna. Black is Krishna color. Today I am seeing Krishna black. Definitely, when you come out, immediately you see the black cat, what do you feel? Yaar munji paathana inikanna indha munji paathirukkena. There is no apashakunam at all, really speaking. If I learn to see everything as Bhagavan, suppose you see the black as Neela Megha Shyama Krishna, the Kali Devi is black color, Varnam, your mind is so relaxed. Suppose you take it as apashakunam, whole day, not one day, 1 week, that will chase you. It keeps you under lot of fear. Which one is better? You decide. Which one is better? அது வரது சுவாமின் மனசுக்குள்ள வரது வரும். அது பார்த்தாலே அப்படி தான் தோணும். பாவம், அது என்ன பண்ணிடுச்சு? பூர் கேட்டு. இட் இஸ் மூவிங், இட் இஸ் கோயிங். சப்போஸ் ஐ ஹியர் எனி பேட் நியூஸ், ஓகே, ஐ தேங்க் த கேட். வாட் டு டூ? ஐ ஷுட் நாட் கர்ஸ் த கேட். இட் ஜஸ்ட் கம்ஸ் லைக் தேட். இட் இஸ் அன் இண்டிகேட்டர். இட் இஸ் ஏ indicator showing some bad news. What is bad, really tell me? Everything is going on its own by the cosmic laws. That it is indicating. Either way you can take the indicator. Be careful an artham nadakkum bodhu careful la nadu indha maari padu prayer pannu extra nu sollirundhadu illaya swamini edhukku swamini kaalaiyila vandhu indha back என்ன, பீப்புள் ஆர் அஃப்ரைட் ஆஃப் தட். நோ, வாட் டு டூ ஹியர்? டெய்லி வி ஆர் சீயிங் த க்ரோ, பிளாக் க்ரோ. ஓன்லி ஆர் யூ ஃபீலிங் தட்? நோ, ஓன்லி பிளாக் கேட். என்ன, ஏன்னா அந்த மனசுக்குள்ள அந்த ஒரு நோஷன் செட் ஆயிடுது. அது ஒரு செட் ஆயிடுது. அவர் அழகாக இருக்க பாருங்க அது. யூ சீ த பியூட்டி ஆஃப் தட். நோ, ஸோ இன்னசென்ட், so innocent being. Atma is in that form, Bhagavan is in that form. That is why Arjuna, hey Bhagavan, you are everything, you are in everything. Prajapatihi Shashankah, you are the moon. Shashanka means moon. Prajapatihi, you are the Chaturmukha Brahma, the creator. Prajapatihi and Prapitamaha, and the great grandfather, Sahasra Krutvaha. Here Prajapatihi Prapitamaha, we can take here Prapitamaha as Vishnu. Pitamahascha Pita. So Vishnu you can take from Lord Brahmaji born. So Brahmaji is the son of Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu is the Prapitamaha, Brahma is Pitamaha. So Lord Krishna is everything. Avare Brahma, Chaturmukha Brahma, Avare Vishnu, Avare Yellame. Not only that, Sahasra Krutvaha. You are in thousandfold ways. What can I say, this or that? You are in thousand forms, Sahasra Krutvaha. That's why Sahasranamas we are giving. Sahasranama means Bhagavan is having only 1,000 names. Huh? 1,001? Bhagavan is not Bhagavan name? Are there only 1,000 names in the world? 1,000 forms? No. There are many. So, Sahasra is only a sample. Sample. 1,000 is a sample. Everything is Bhagavan. That is why Sahasra Krutvaha. Namaha Namaha Astute. Salutations to you. Again and again, Namaha Namaha Te Astu Punaha Bhuyaha. Because you are everything, you are in every form. How many namaskaras I have to do? That is why punaha punaha namaskarams, again and again. Up to here we saw in the last class. Next shloka 40.
Namah purastadatha purshtataste. Namostu te sarvata eva sarvam. Ananta viryamita vikramastvam. Sarvam samapnoti tatosi sarvah.
When the lightning comes, day before yesterday, wind. When the wind comes, bhayam irukum, remember the God. He is seeing his vibhuti, the force. Lightning force, thunder is a force. All are Bhagavan's expressions. Bhagavan's expression. Favorable and unfavorable experience also. Bhagavan's expression. Everything is Bhagavan's expression. Whatever happens at any time, at any place, every situation, every experience, whatever happens, why to me, don't ask. Why to me, never ask. Everything is in its right place. That expression of the Lord, we have to accept, not with murmuring or grumbling. No murmur, no grumbling. Okay, like that, I just observe. Koncham porumai venum avladha, without losing our heart at that time. That's why Nama Japa is very helpful. At that situation, if you do Nama Japa a lot, mind can relax. Those situations, instead of blabbering, instead of shouting, instead of scolding, I can replace by Nama Japa. Manasikama. Even loudly also I can do if need. Mind is under a lot of turmoil. Repeat the Bhagavan Nama. Complete repetition, repetition, repetition. Then that turmoil slowly subsides. Otherwise we get disturbance and others also will be disturbed in the family. Therefore now Arjuna has come to that point. He has come to that tranquility by surrendering to the Lord. Arjuna surrender. By that, what am I going to learn? I also should surrender. Arjuna surrender, Swamini. Lord Krishna is in front. Therefore, he is surrendering. Even though Lord Krishna is not available physically here in the form, if you invoke in your heart, he comes and sits. You know what is the place of Lord, address of the Lord? What is the address of the Lord? You have your own address, you know? Mailapur, Annanagar, Thiruvanmayur. Lord's address is Bhakta's heart, Hridayam. That's why Hanuman showed Bhagavan's address. Where? In his own heart. What we show? Daughter, son, family members all sitting in our heart. Bhagavan ka address enge appana? Address sa? Inge da? Avar enge irupar? Enne kitta da irukkanu? Appadi solradhukku oru thiramai venum. Where is Bhagavan? He cannot be away from me. Because he is always with me. Because I am thinking about Bhagavan all the time. I am always thinking about Bhagavan, I am with Bhagavan, I am praying Bhagavan, I glorify Bhagavan, I love Bhagavan, I care for Bhagavan. How can you care for Bhagavan? All Bhagavan's kashtam ella paathittu, Bhagavan unakku ivula kashtam vandada ani feel panna, you are caring for Bhagavan an artham. Just show love. You can scold also sometimes. Why you are taking so much pain in destroying Rakshasas? Konja take rest and solalam. Even Ambal kuda 9 days continuously she is fighting. You can tell her, Amma, you take rest for some time. That is also a care. Bhakta can speak to Bhagavan, Bhakta can scold, Bhakta can show love, Bhakta can show care, Bhakta can show anything just as mother shows to her son or daughter. Why not? That is called true Bhakta. By completing Vishwarupa Darshanam, I have to become a real Bhakta. Okay, at least. Swamini, I am already real Bhakta. Anna. Wonderful. You are a gold. I will give gold medal to you. Okay. பக்தி என்னது எங்க என்னது புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதுக்கே நமக்கு ரொம்ப நாள் ஆகும். புரியுறதா? ஓகே. நமஹ புரஸ்தாத் பிருஷ்டதா தே. சி, த என்டையர் விஸ்வரூப தர்சனம், லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா டிமாலிஷிங் த ஐடியா லார்ட் இஸ் சம்வேர் இன் வைகுண்டா இன் கைலாசா, தட் நோஷன் பகவான் ஈஸ் just demolishing totally. You have to drop the notion from your mind, Bhagavan is sitting in Kailasa, Bhagavan is sitting in Vaikuntha, I have to travel after death because of I did lot of puja, daily puja, upasana, all this I have done. After death, where I go now, which side I go now? சூரியத்வாரேணதே விரஜா பிரயாந்தி, முள்ள முள்ளமா போய் பகவான்ல டிராவல் பண்ணி இரண்டர் கலந்தார். அந்த மாதிரி அந்த ரிவர் எக்ஸாம்பிள் தேசே, ரிவர் ஸ்லோலி ட்ராவல் ட்ராவல் அண்ட் மெர்ஜ் வித் த ஓஷன். ஐதி ஜீவாத்மா ஸ்லோலி ட்ராவல் ட்ராவல் அண்ட் மெர்ஜ் வித் பரமாத்மா. வென் ஆஃப்டர் டெத் வேர் பகவான், வேர் பகவான் ஈஸ், வேர் இஸ் பகவான்? பகவான் இஸ் இன் ஸ்வர்கலோகார், பகவான் இஸ் இன் வைகுண்டா கைலாசா. பகவான் சேஸ் நோ, I am not in Kailasa, Vaikuntha, I am in the heart of devotees. I am in the creation here itself. Now understand, Arjuna doing namaskara to Bhagavan. Oh Bhagavan, namaskara to you who is in Kailasa, he didn't say. Who is in Vaikuntha, he didn't say. I am doing namaskara right side, left side, front side, back side, up and down, because you are all pervasive. You are all pervasive. Think logically, if Bhagavan is away from me, I have to travel. Yes? Division or distance away, Bhagavan is of two types, distance and time wise and space wise. I have to travel so and so time distance, I have to travel space wise distance, time wise distance. Space-wise and time-wise. Pervasive. Bhagavan is all-pervasive. Kadavul engirkar? Ella edathil irkar. All-pervasive Bhagavan. All-pervasive is of two types. All-pervasiveness is of two types. It is technical. You have to understand. Okay. All-pervasiveness. Smoke is pervading the hall. Smoke is pervading the entire hall. Smoke is pervading outside also. Smoke is also pervading. This is one type of pervasiveness. Another type of pervasiveness is, gold is pervading the ornaments. Gold is pervading the ornaments. What is the difference? Na? Smoke is pervading everywhere. Na? Everything in this pot, smoke is there. Na? But pot is not smoke. Smoke is different, pot is different. Yes or no? Smoke cannot be pot, pot cannot be smoke. So this is also pervasive only. Smoke is pervading inside the pot, outside the pot. It is also all pervasive. Can you say smoke is pot? No. But when we talk the pervasiveness a different way, the clay is pervading all earthenwares. All earthenwares are non-different from clay. Gold is pervasive in all ornaments. Ornaments are not different from gold. Gold is pervading all ornaments. First statement. Gold is pervading all ornaments. Correct? Correct? Second statement is more correct. We say gold is ornament. Gold is only ornament. Gold ornament are not different. Gold is pervading all ornaments also, okay. But gold is ornament. That is the right answer. Gold is everything. Anna. Gold is ornament. Every ornament is gold. Gold is pervading ornament. Anna po. Ornament or vastu. Gold is or vastu. Gold alone is ornament. Chinna oru word if you add, gold alone is ornament. Gold is pervading in the ornament. Gold alone is ornament. Enna difference anna neenga veettukku poi nanna yosichu paarunga. And the rendu statement eludhukonga. Veettukku poi enna idu enna nu paakanum. Gold is pervading the ornament. Gold alone is ornament. You have to think, okay, gold alone is ornament. You write and go home and think. It takes a lot of time. Enna difference nu theriyaradhukke romba neram aagum. Paravaala, work pannunga. Adhe maadhiri, God is in everything. God is in everything. That is what Vishwarupa Darshanam, Vibhuti Yoga Visa. God is in everything. தூணிலும் இருப்பார் அப்பா. இதுக்கு பஞ்சமே இல்லை நமக்கு. வாயிலிருந்து அப்படியே டக்கு டக்கு கொட்டும். தூணிலும் இருப்பார், திரும்பிலும் இருப்பார்னு சொல்கிறோம். காட் ஈஸ் இன் எவ்ரி திங். காட் அலோன் ஈஸ் எவ்ரி திங். காட் அலோன் ஈஸ் எவ்ரி திங். ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு எக்ஸ்பிளைன். ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ திங்க், ஓகே. நமஹ புரஸ்தாத், okay, to travel Bhagwan must be away from me. Yes, so travel will take time. So time wise limitation, time limitation, I have to travel. Like a minor boy or girl want to become major, you know. Minor boy or girl want to become major, what they have to do? Wait for some time, they become major. That is a time. Like that, you cannot say here, Bhagavan, how much distance, where, when to travel. Time-wise limitation is not there. Space-wise limitation is also not there. For example, how Bhagavan is free from desha kala அவதிபியாம் நிர்முக்தம் சாந்திரா நந்தாவ போதாத்மக அனுபமிதம் நாராயணம். நாராயணியம் ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஸ்லோக. தேசகால அவதிபியாம் நிர்முக்தம். அந்த ஃபஸ்ட்டு ஸ்லோகம் புரியறதுக்கே 10 உபனிஷத்து படிக்கணும். எவ்ரிவேர் நாராயணன் கிளாஸ், நாராயணியம் கிளாஸஸ் ஆர் கோயிங் ஆன் அரவுண்ட் சென்னை. சென்னையே இல்லை, த்ரூஅவுட் தமிழ்நாடு. But on the one first shloka to understand, you require 10 Upanishads background. Chanting pannalam. And the one shloka thil avala Vedantam irukku. So, desha kala avadibhyam. Idana, why I am telling the context, you see. Now, see the example. If I give an example, you understand. Wave want to travel to ocean. How far the wave is from the ocean? Space-wise, time-wise, I want to join with the ocean, wave. Wave theriyum illayo? Water wave, want to join ocean, suppose. How much time it will take? How much spatial distance is there from the wave and ocean? Enna chinna vishayam. Idhukkena periya intelligence venuma? No. Wave is not away from the ocean at any time. Wave is not away from the ocean. Is it necessary that thought wave to entertain? Let me merge with ocean. When am I going to merge with ocean? When am I going to merge with ocean? Time-wise distance. I want to travel slowly to merge with ocean. Is it required? That wave is intelligent wave or unintelligent wave? Unintelligent wave. Now the intelligent wave, it has to become intelligent wave. You go and teach a lesson. Imagine, you go and teach a lesson to that unintelligent wave. You are a guru to that wave. What do you have to say? My dear wave, you need not join with the ocean. You don't have any distance from ocean. You need not travel 2 hours, 3 hours to merge into ocean. You don't have time-wise distance. You don't have space-wise distance. Therefore, you are the ocean. You are in the ocean all the time. Therefore, you need not take time to join the ocean. You need not spatially travel from here to there. Here, now, itself, you are in the ocean. Wave can never exist separate from ocean. Ocean is nothing but Paramatma. Wave is nothing but Jiva who is sitting in the class. This Jiva wants to travel with the Paramatma ocean. Andanalum undadadon velapathin niruka. Looking at the top. Shastra says, drop that notion. Drop that notion. Now, I, the wave-like Jivatma, am non-different from the ocean-like Paramatma. This sentence, every moment I have to do dhyanam. I, the wave-like Jivatma, am ever non-different from the ocean-like Paramatma. Second time I have repeated, third time also I repeat. If you understand this, you will get mukti, jivan mukti. I, the wave-like Jivatma, am ever non-different from the ocean-like Paramatma. Therefore, I need not travel after death. Now, here itself, I can recognize. Where? In the Bhagavad Gita class. I can claim I am one with Paramatma all the time. I am, as Jivatma, I am only in this form. I am not different. That is why Arjuna do namaskara. See, look into the shloka. Namaha purahastat namaha prishthataha. In front, Bhagavan, namaskar to you. Because whatever is in front, you are only there. Prishthataha, backside also, my namaskars to you. Because whatever is there at the backside also, you only. Therefore, I am doing namaskara. Namaha astu te sarvataha. Around, all around, my namaskar to you. Sarvataha eva sarva. That is why one of the Vishnu Sahasranama, sarvaha, sarvasharvaschivasthanuhu, sarvaha, Bhagavan name. Sarvanamam pronoun is what? Sarvanamam, Bhagavan namam is sarvanamam, Bhagavan namam. Now we don't care for pronoun. A proxy noun of every noun. Sarvanama is so superior, really speaking. Sarvaha. Ananta viryam amita vikramahatvam. You are ananta viryaha, limitless power, viryam and power. Amita vikramaha, limitless, infinite courage you have. Some people have courage, they don't have power. Some people have power but no courage. Powerful, timid people are there. Powerful, timid people. Power is there, but no courage to take decisions. So you require courage. Some people have courage, but they don't have power to introduce some laws, regulations and all. What is the use? Inna? Puriyaradillo? We require a prime minister who must have the power and courage. If courage is there, you can use your power. If power is there, your courage is utilized. Bhagavan is having both. The one whoever is having power and courage in any person, if we say, he is the manifestation of Bhagavan. அமிதம் லிமிட்லெஸ், அமிதம்ன்னா லிமிட்லெஸ். அனந்த வீரியச்ச அசௌ அமித விக்ரமச்ச விசேஷண உபயபத கர்மதாரய சமாசம். இதுக்குள்ள கிராமர். விசேஷண உபயபதம்னா ரெண்டு விசேஷணங்கள் பகவானுக்கு. கர்மதாரய சமாசா அனந்தா அனந்த வீரியச்ச அசௌ அமித விக்ரமச்ச. அனந்த வீரியம் அமித விக்ரமா சமாப்னோதி சர்வம். யூ பர்வைடு எவ்ரி திங். ஆப் மீன்ஸ் நாட் ஆப். அந்த ஆப் இதெல்லாம் வருது இங்கிலீஷில் பேப்பரில். ஆப்ன்ட்டு டூ பர்வேட் ஆப்னோதி சமாப்னோதி மீன்ஸ் சம்யக் ஆல் ஓவர் யூ பர்வேட் சர்வம் சமாப்னோஷி யூ பர்வேட் எவ்ரி திங். ஹென்ஸ் யூ ஆர் எவ்ரி திங் ததா சர்வா அசி சின்ஸ் யூ ஆர் பர்வேடிங் எவ்ரி வேர் இன் எவ்ரி திங் வாட் ஐ ஹவ் டு டூ I have to do, look at the eastern side and do namaskaran. See, when you want to do sakama karma, you have to follow the directions, compulsorily. Sakama karma ki ella directions paakanu. Nishkamama pannum bodhu endha directionu paakavenda. Okay, nishkama pannum bodhu ellame bhagavan da ani pannalam. So sakamama ki nishkamama ki difference irukke. Don't combine, mix up. Okay, you are, since you are in everything, everywhere, I am doing namaskara all over. What are all directions? Are it 10 directions I am doing in 10 directions namaskara. Idena paakradhukku edho some enna Arjuna namaskara right side namaskara left side namaskara front side namaskara back side namaskara. What do you mean by this namaskara? Accepting the Lord as all pervasive in every name and in every form. The namaskara shows the understanding here. Namaskara means just like doing namaskara physically without understanding, no use. Namo pannindirukom chinna vayasula inde namaskaram namaskaram inga paathalo namaskaram pannindae irpom enna prayojanam enna prayojanam. Do namaskara with an understanding. That is most important practice we have to develop. Anything when you do, don't do meaninglessly. Konja naal meaninglessa pannalum kuda adhe continue pannakoodad. Tomorrow your children will ask amma ku paavam paithyam ani solluva. If you don't go and study shastra and why you are doing namaskara right side front side back side, your children will criticize. It is genuine. If they criticize also, nothing wrong, I will tell you. Because you have not matured at all. You have to tell your children, before they are criticizing you, they are not criticizing for criticism's sake. Because they are immature children. Because you are age-wise mature, but immature. But age-wise they are not mature. Therefore, they are criticizing means you are helping them to drop their faith, bhakti upon God. நம்ம பண்ண போகிறது அது. இப்போ நமக்கு புரியாமலே பிளைண்டாக பண்ணிகிட்டே இருந்தாங்கன்னா they lose their bhakti. So to keep the bhakti in them, that bhakti should survive in them, what we have to do? Understand and do namaskara. That's why everyone must come to பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ். புரியறதோ? எதுக்கு நமஸ்காரம் ஃப்ரண்ட் பேக்குன்னா? தட் இஸ் வை சில்ட்ரன் நெவர் கம் டு டூ நமஸ்கார. அம்மாவுக்கு வேறு வேலை இல்லை சுவாமினி, சும்மா மாதிரி என்ன ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஆல்சோ யூ கோ அண்ட் டூ நமஸ்கார் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு கம் ஹீ நெவர் டஸ் நமஸ்கார். இஃப் ஹஸ்பண்ட் டஸ் ஒய்ஃப் ஆல்சோ வாண்ட் டு என்ன அதுக்கு மிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங். He is having his own. These both confused wife and husband, parent, confuse the people. The parents are not supposed to be ignorant. How they can educate children? You cannot demand children when they are in 20s, 25. Hey, come and do namaskaran. I already did. He goes away. I already did. Chuma. Hey, na, avanukku nambike illa. after seeing your paithyam, after seeing your paithyam means blindly this lady is go on doing, the children will question. Once you are mature enough, you have some knowledge, they look at you, oh, my mother is so informed. She is well-versed. She knows what she is doing. Then they start thinking, how you educate your children, tell me now. You think by preparing what? Masiyal, samayal, la panni. Sapadu potta children mature enough. You are feeding the children, but children are away mentally from you. Children are away. I study the psychology. Children are away from you. Remember, if you are not mature enough, if you are not informed, you are not well versed in our whatever we are doing, rituals or puja or religious practices, if you are not informed thoroughly why you are worshipping, doing Mother Earth Namaskaram, why you are doing Namaskara to water, why you are doing Namaskara to sun, if you are not well informed, if you do blindly, children are mentally away from you. Physically they may be along with you, but they never care for your values. Therefore, I want to tell you, you please learn, understand what you are doing, why you are doing. To understand that you have to study Shastra, there is no way. Otherwise, just by saying, my daughter is not doing Namaskara, my daughter is not having faith in God, don't blame them. Don't blame them. It's not their mistake. Situations are like that. Modern life is like that. Okay. Some outside extra points also I bring and talk sometimes. Don't forget the subject. Next shloka.
Sakheti matva prasabham yaduktam. He Krishna, he Yadava, he Sakheti. Ajanata mahimanam tavemam. Maya pramadat pranayena vapi.
Every event. Put event programs in the paper, put events. Every event is done by the Bhagavan. So Bhagavan is the mega event manager. Mega screen and podran liyo. Mega screen. Mega program anna. Adi madri Bhagavan is the mega event manager. Programmer. Na chumma peru kuduthiruke. Mega event manager. Because every event is within his arena, no? Phenomenon, the creation. Therefore, every event when it is happening, oh, Bhagavan sail. Ani paakano. Appadiyan vittillama swamini anna. Namma kuda pannanu. Adu kuda or event da. Namma panna vendi namma pandrathu kuda or event da. Ippadi sonna appadi pidipar. Okay. Here, there are two readings. Imam, third line, Tavemam is there. That is the correct version. Tavi idam word also is there in some. Two readings are there. Tavedam. See. Tavedam also is there one reading. But you write it as Tavemam. Imam. Why? I'll tell you when I'm giving the meaning. Now, Sakha. Now Arjuna is asking, Bhagavan, please forgive me. Pardon me, excuse me, all for my mistakes, because I thought you are an ordinary, my aunt's son. Like that I thought you are my friend. I have taken it as granted, and I might have scolded you, I might have kindled you. Kindle na Tamil kindle, okay. Kindle na English kindle vere. Just friends like that, they talk, they call, with a singular name, not respective. I might have behaved such a manner, but please excuse me. Unknowingly, inadvertently, because of my negligence also, I might have done. Sakha iti matva, I thought you are my friend. As my friend, iti yat matva, as my friend, regarding you as my friend. Matva means considering you as my friend. Iti yat, what are all expressions I have done? Hey Krishna na English, Hindi, Sanskrit la, hey Krishna, Tamil la enna theriyuma? Adai enna? Adai Krishna na artham, sambodhana. Hey Krishna na, vada, poda, nalla solrom illaya, andha maadhiri, friends la appadi thaan koopiduvom. Andha maadhiri, hey Krishna, hey Yadava, Yadava family, no, Krishna belongs to, hey Yadava, ipdi va, andha maadhiri koopidrom. Hey Sakhe, oh friend, like that, etc. Iti, etc. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Sakha, like that he might have called. That's what he is just telling to Bhagavan. Prasabham pramadat, having been, prasabham means rudely also sometimes, I might have called you with a disrespectful manner, without any respect. Well, loose expressions. These are all called loose expressions. Not using any polite words. Pramadat, inadvertently, indifferently, carelessly, casually. Pramadat. Tamil pramadam vere. Romba pramadama irukkana. Andu vere. Idu pramadam vere. Telugula pramadam vere. Pramadam anna danger. ஸோ ஒரு ஒரு லாங்குவேஜுக்கு எப்படி ஹியர் பிரமாதாத்தன்னா இன்அட்வர்டன்ட்லி கேஷுவலி பிரணயேனவா அப்பி வை ஐ கால் யூ ஹே கிருஷ்ணா ஹே சகா ஹே அதவா பிகாஸ் இன்அட்வர்டன்ட்லி அன்இன்டெலிஜென்ட்லி ஐ கேஷுவலி ஐ மைட் ஹவ் கால்ட் யூ நாட் ஓன்லி தட் சம்டைம்ஸ் ஐ மைட் ஹவ் கால்ட் யூ பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் வெரி க்ளோஸ் டு மீ தட்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் ஏ பிரணயேனவா அப்பி Pranayam means here, because of affection. Out of affection also, when person is very close, we just take it as granted. Avan onnu nenaka maata, namma eppadi sonnalum, ane oru bhavana. So, affectionately, don't take it seriously. Affectionately I have called, don't take it seriously. Therefore, out of intimacy, anartham. Out of intimacy, Maya Muktam, buttered by me. What type of me? Ajanatam. Who do not know about your greatness. Appadipatta naan. That time I do not know. You are so great. Now only I come to know. Therefore, Ajanata. Imam Mahimanam. This glory. See, Mahimanam, Mahiman, Nakarantaha, Pullingaha, Mahiman, Shabdaha, it is Pumlingam. Its pronoun must be Imam, not Idam. So, Imam. So, Imam also, it is a Pumlingam. Idam, if you take, it is Napumsakalingam. So, Mahimanam is in Pumlingam, therefore, Imam you have to take. If you take Idam, it will be Napumsakalingam. So it is not correct, grammatically not correct. We should not say it is Vyasacharya's mistake. Okay. Idam is a Napumsakalingam. For grammar students, all these points, others, you need not bother. So another reading, we have to note this. A neuter pronoun cannot qualify the masculine noun. A neuter noun, pronoun, idam, cannot qualify the masculine mahiman noun. That is why imam is the most appropriate word. Tava, of yours, I do not know the glory of yours.
ತಚ್ಚಾವಹಾಸಾರ್ಥಮಸತ್ಕೃತೋಸಿ ವಿಹಾರಶಯ್ಯಾಸನ ಭೋಜನೇಶು ಏಕೋಧವಾಪ್ಯಚ್ಯುತ ತತ್ಸಮಕ್ಷಂ ತಕ್ಷಾಮಯೇತ್ವಾಮಹಮಪ್ರಮೇಯಂ
ಯತ್ ಅವಹಾಸಾರ್ಥಂ ಅಸಕೃತಃ ಅಸೀಯ. ಸೊ ನೌ ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಐ ಬಿಹೇವ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್. ವಿಹಾರ ಶಯ್ಯ ಆಸನ ಭೋಜನೇಶು, ನ್ಯಾಚುರಲಿ ವೈಲ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್, ವೈಲ್ ರಿಕ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್, ವೈಲ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಪಿಕ್ನಿಕ್, ಆಲ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಹೇವ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಇಂಪ್ರಾಪರ್ ಇನ್ಪೊಲೈಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನರ್. ಆಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನ್ಯೂಮರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ನೌ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿವೇರ್. ಸೊ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡಿಸರ್ವ್ ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಫರ್ಗ್ಯೂನೆಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು, ಪಾರ್ಡನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು, ಅಪಾಲಜಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಅಪಾಲಜಿ. ಐ ಅಪಾಲಜೈಸ್, ಭಗವಾನ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಫರ್ಗ್ಯೂ ಮೀ. ವೈಲ್ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಅವಹಾಸಾರ್ಥಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪರಿಹಾಸಂ, ಪರಿಹಾಸಂ ಬಂಡರದನ್ನು ಚೊಲ್ವಾಲ್ಯ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಸೇಕ್ ಆಫ್ ಫನ್, ಅಸಕೃತ ಅಸಿ, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಸ್ಲೈಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೀನ್. ಸ್ಲೈಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಮೀ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನೋ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಫಾರ್ ಫನ್ ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಪೋಕನ್ ಸಮ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್. ವೈಲ್ ವಿಹಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವೈಲ್ ಪ್ಲೇಯಿಂಗ್, ಶಯ್ಯ ರಿಕ್ಲೈನಿಂಗ್, ಆಸನ ವೈಲ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ವೆನ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೈಂಗ್ ಟು ಸಿಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪುಷ್ಡ್ ಯು, ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ಆಸನ ಭೋಜನೇಶು ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸ್ಟೋಲೆನ್ ಸರ್ಟನ್ ಫುಡ್ ಐಟಮ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಚ್ಚಲು ಬಣ್ಣಿ ಪೌಡ್ರದೆ ಎಲ್ಲ ಬಣ್ಣವಲ್ಲಿಯೋ. ಸೊ ಭೋಜನೇಶು ಅಥವಾ ಏಕಃ ಅಪಿ ತತ್ ಸಮಕ್ಷಂ, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ಸಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಯು ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪೇನ್ಫುಲ್. ನೋ ಐ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಇನ್ಸಲ್ಟೆಡ್ ಯು, ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಇನ್ ಫ್ರಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್, ದಟ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹೇ ಅಚ್ಯುತ. ತತ್ ಅಹಂ ಅಪ್ಪಡಿಪಟ್ಟ ಎನ್ನೈ, ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ಫರ್ಗ್ಯೂನೆಸ್, ಕ್ಷಾಮಯೇ, ಯು ಪಾರ್ಡನ್ ಮೈ ಅಫೆನ್ಸಸ್, ಯು ಪಾರ್ಡನ್ ಮೈ ಮಿಸ್ಟೇಕ್ಸ್. ತ್ವಾಂ ಅಪ್ರಮೇಯಂ, ಐ ಸೀಕ್ ದಟ್ ಫರ್ಗ್ಯೂನೆಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಯು, ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಕಾಂಪ್ರಹೆನ್ಸಿಬಲ್, ಅಪ್ರಮೇಯಂ, ಹೂ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಯಾಂಡ್ ಮೆಷರ್ಮೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಅನರ್ಥ. ಮೋರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಪೂರ್ಣಮದ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಿದಂ ಪೂರ್ಣಾತ್ ಪೂರ್ಣಮುದಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣಸ್ಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮಾದಾಯ ಪೂರ್ಣಮೇವಾವಶಿಷ್ಯತೆ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ.